Hi there, Gia.
Hi, Keisha. Welcome to the Exasperating Show.
I know. Oh, America, if only you knew what we go through sometimes.
With the technology,
The
yeah.
technology, and I don't think it's our fault this time. We seem to be losing audio for one of us at about a
Yeah.
minute in, so we're going to keep our fingers crossed. And if Gia goes silent for a minute, then I'm going to try
Everyone
to.
will go, hooray! And the crowd rejoiced. There was much rejoicing.
Oh
Yeah.
dear,
And
dear.
yeah, you're
No,
just going to sing a little song or
I'm gonna, yes, that's
compose a
right.
ditty on the spot there or
Yeah,
something.
I'll do some
Ode to soap
scatting. I'll do
operas.
some scatting
Yeah,
just in
yeah.
honor of Marshall.
Yeah.
Marshall's return. You know,
Well, we.
and speaking of Marshall,
Yeah.
Why does Curtis have to call him Dad? Why can't he just call him Marshall? You know what I mean?
It stretches the limits to.
It really does. At his age, I don't think, Marshall needs to be called Dad. Like either, I don't think Curtis, it seems like he could just call him Marshall, for God's sake. It's just kind of weird and it makes me uncomfortable. But Marshall always makes me uncomfortable. Are you still there, Gia, or have I lost you? I've lost you, haven't I? Okay. Well, while we have this moment, I'm gonna talk a little bit about this old movie that was sort of a spoof of soap operas called Delirious. I don't know if you ever saw that movie, Gia. It was with John Candy. Also had some like real life soap opera actors in it, like Emma Sams. And it was very funny. There was one particular character. I think he was being poisoned. And every time you saw him in a scene, his eyes looked like there were purple rings around them, and his teeth were gradually falling out. And anyway, for some reason, the hospital lately has been reminding me of that movie. So if you haven't seen it before, America and the World, you should check it out. Delirious. It's an old movie, but it was funny. Still no Gia? Gia, anywhere? No, nothing. Okay, t-shirts. I still have t-shirts, and we're still trying to figure out how to get some to our fans or our listeners, at least. So perhaps what we'll do is set up an email address, and then we can ask listeners who are interested to send us a little email, and then it'll be sort of first come, first serve. But I haven't got that worked out yet. We'll let you know next time we're on the air. Still waiting for Gia to come back. I think it's this it's our app is betraying us. Gia, anything? No. Can you hear me, Gia? I'm sitting with my kitty Barney, just waiting for Gia to come back. And I think we're gonna probably have to give up.
Again. Oh.
Okay. So
Oh,
now
start
we're
recording.
okay. All right. All right, we're back,
Okay.
America. These difficulties are really bumming
It's
us out.
pretty silly, but you did a
Yeah.
nice job there. That was a good filler,
Did you ever see that movie, Delirious?
No, it sort of rings a vague bell, but
Yeah.
well,
Yeah.
in the 80s or 90s?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
I'll have to see. Maybe Hulu has it. We can look it up on Hulu.
Hulu. Yeah, maybe Gia.
Okay.
So we're talking about Marshall and Curtis.
Marshall and Curtis
Yeah.
and
And then also when they're out like the Hardy Boys, it was like
Yeah. Yeah.
that was super lame.
It was very lame, and that conversation where they come upon Portia and
Yeah.
interrupt her phone call, and he's like,
Yeah.
"Virgin, what?" It was
Yeah.
all
Yeah.
very
Yeah.
like just silly, and her sudden need to have somebody tell her about schizophrenia and grilling. I don't know. It was all very forced feeling. I
Yeah,
wasn't
I
buying it.
know. It seems like the writing is very uneven because I would like to go back to some what I thought was good writing when Carly and Nina were sort of going toe to toe, you
Yeah,
know?
that was a good scene, I thought.
Yeah, I thought they both had good lines. They both sort of hit them, you know?
Yep, and they both were, I couldn't decide who I agreed more with.
Yeah.
I'm kind of like,
yeah.
I was like, okay, wow, well, that was a huge gesture. But then it was like, Carly, oh yeah. Like, how could
Yeah.
Carly ever accept that? You know?
Yeah, I know. I thought like maybe she could have just accepted it like happily, like without even a thank you, and just sort of lived her best life. And maybe that would have been like a slap in the face to Nina. But, you know, Carly's not the type
Yeah.
to do that.
I don't, and would Nina ever let her forget that she bought it for her?
Yeah. Carly
Yeah.
was right, especially I thought when she, like, her final argument that, you know, Nina bought it so Sonny couldn't, or something like that, you know.
It was, it just wouldn't, it would never have worked,
Yeah.
but yeah, that was a pretty good scene. That was better writing. I agree. Am I still here?
Yeah.
I feel very
I know.
fragile tonight,
I
not
know.
knowing.
I'm sorry. I'm
Will
sorry.
I be silenced? I may be silenced at any moment. Oh.
Yeah.
Let's see. What else do we have? Oh, and then we had a lot of Sasha and Brando. That.
Yeah.
Storyline and,
that, I don't know. That was okay. That was okay. But Sasha.
Did you have
was...
the Amy Winehouse song playing in your head the whole time?
No, I didn't, thankfully.
Okay.
But it seemed like Sasha was. It was a little silly that she thought, you know, anybody would believe that she was fine now, you know?
Yeah. And she'd had a hard couple days and then she's fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I liked where they were headed when, I think that was the last we saw of them, when Brando was saying, were you taking the pills when we got married?
Yeah.
And it was, yeah. And it was like, she was so taking a lot of pills when they got married, you know, like,
yeah.
When was she not taking them? You know?
Like, yeah. Right.
But I like that there's that little like tension between them now about that. That's a good, good thing to play out.
Yeah. And he's not just blindly sort of accepting what she'll tell him.
Yeah.
Really, at this point, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, that was some movement, I guess, there.
And Gladys, it's always good to see Gladys.
Yeah, and Gladys is being nice now, and I liked how that Sonny was sort of comforting her too. I thought that
was we've really come a long way with Gladys.
Yeah, we have. I know. I never believed I would like Gladys.
Yeah, well, they had
once
to like
again. They've done.
They
it.
Had to calm her down from the initial like clown like. Personality they gave her initially. They had to allow her to have other sides, other facets to her personality.
Right. Yeah. One thing that when Sasha was asking like about the fallout, I kind of thought, you know, in soap opera land, it could have just as easily been like a sales boom, you know, when she sort of had her meltdown, like it wouldn't destroy, you know, deception or
That's
anything.
That's true. Yeah.
You know,
all
that people would
is
be
good publicity. Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know. And maybe we don't know yet really what the fallout is, but I don't know. I don't really see that being a big deal.
Yeah. You know? Although they could make it into a meme, like poor Brit. You know,
yeah, poor
like
Brit.
That.
And somehow like that, the consequences of that haven't been that bad for Brit, except for being embarrassed and humiliated, you know, but professionally it doesn't seem like it's had any effect.
No. Well, I hate to point this out, but in the real world, if you'd actually like stolen a baby or whatever it was, I can't even remember what she did.
Yeah.
Are you, it's stolen. Oh, what did she do? She had somebody else's child or what did she do?
I think so. I was hoping we could get through one episode where we wouldn't struggle to remember.
I was like, what'd she do? Did she steal Dante's semen or something and impregnate herself? Or I don't even remember. Am I making it worse than it was?
Was it an embryo? I don't know. Like a frozen
embryo.
Maybe that was it.
But did she have the child? Did she carry the child?
I think so.
Yeah. So normally that would take you out of the running for a sort of high level job.
You think so?
I would hope so, but I'm not really sure.
Yeah. I suppose you're right. Yeah. But
meme doesn't seem that bad. Like GIF. I guess it's a GIF.
Yeah. Right. So, yeah. Okay. So we got a lot of different stuff happening in the last couple episodes involving a lot of different characters.
Yeah, thankfully we got a little less Cody, I feel like, the last couple
Oh,
days.
that was good. Yeah, no Cody, as far as I can
Little
remember, in the
relief.
last two
Cody
days.
relief, yeah.
Yeah, that's always good.
Let's
But
see. Sonny
we
said
did
he's
get some
all in.
Drew. We got some fucking Drew and some Marshall. So, six of one, half dozen of the other, huh?
We had Sonny declare that he's all in with Nina.
Yeah,
So
something about that
I don't know what that means, really, but
it didn't seem lovely or sweet. I don't know. It just kind of,
yeah, and she was doing something weird with her eye, like kind of like
yeah.
looking at giving him the weird hairy eyeball with that squinty eye thing she does. Like, I don't know. I thought it all feels a little bit labored or something. Like, is this relationship doomed from the start? Probably.
Probably, yeah. And she like acted like somehow buying the Metro Court was for them, like to help their relationship move forward, which,
Yeah, that like what does that have to do with it? I don't know. Kind of a
yeah.
little convoluted.
Yeah. Suddenly, it doesn't seem like they're quite in sync,
Yeah. Oh,
And
sorry.
I guess it's the hour.
It's the hour, and I've got a lot of Benadryl in my system, but
Oh my goodness. Yeah, you do sound a little nasally, don't you? Sheesh.
yeah, I'm just trying to I'm calming down. I think I'm having histamine reactions. According to Google, I've been Googling
Oh, yeah. This
a
is another thing, America. If you haven't figured this out already, Gia is really a
lot.
masterful diagnostician when it comes to her own ailments,
I am.
right?
If
You
only people would
silence.
listen.
Yeah, you silence any doctor who tries to treat you. Say, like,
No,
do
they
you tell
eventually
them you
wear me
asked
down.
your egg about all of these symptoms and you pretty much got it sorted
You
out
know,
and
I
you just
haven't.
wanted
That's the
them
one
to
thing
sign
I
off on
haven't done. I
it?
haven't asked the egg. I should ask the egg about it. But no, I came up with something about like maybe this fiber supplement is causing this eye ailment, and my husband was like, you know, looking at me like, what are you? You know, I'm like, well, some people have reactions. He's like,
Oh,
well, why would it
Rory.
be one eye? I'm
Poor
like, well,
Rory. I don't know which one of you is luckier. You or
I don't
Rory.
know, but it's I feel like, you know, I could be on a House episode, you know, like they
Yeah.
really dig deep there to find out what's wrong
They
with
do.
people.
Yeah, and usually it winds up being like a tick buried deep in like somebody's pubic hair or something. So I don't know, check that too.
Well, I'm sorry you went there with that.
Feel like I'm not lying.
I don't know if I've seen that episode, but
Or
that's
at
not
least,
what's happening with me, just
are you
FYI.
sure?
Pretty sure. That's, I feel like the tick thing, I'm glad to have le left that behind in my move
Yeah, I guess
here.
you don't have those. You might have like the Zika. Do they still have
We might have the
the Zika virus?
Zika or whatever
Yeah.
current pox is happening, or
Yeah.
you know, Zika seems mild compared to the last couple of years. Like, you know,
Yeah, that's
Zika.
I don't think I'd want it though.
No, I
But
wouldn't want
anyway.
it, but
Yeah. So I'm sorry
anyway,
you're
okay.
struggling. I'm sorry you're struggling, Gia.
Oh no, I'm all right, but the Benadryl does make me a little sneezy. Okay, what else we got? Oh, so the big thing today was preparing Trina for her trial. Oh, a quick fashion shout out to both Trina and Joss, who I thought looked stunning in their courtroom outfits.
Yeah, that was a nice sort of old school dress Trina had on, didn't you think?
Yeah,
Like
yeah.
she could have been in an old movie.
Yep. And I like Joss's little ensemble as well. So why do you think Scotty, I'd forgotten actually that Scotty was her lawyer, and then but then they like now it's gonna be Diane.
Diane, which is certainly a good thing. I don't know if something suddenly happened to old Scotty, if he's got the COVID or
I
something.
know, like I'm just wondering, like, or are they just cycling people out because they're suddenly like, I'm on my summer vacation or something?
Oh yeah, that's right. That's right. That's your
That could
theory
happen.
for all of the revolving door. Yeah, could be
Yeah.
that. Yeah. But it was nice to see like all those strong women together, wasn't it? Like rooting for Trina, like all
right,
united.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're going to have to drag Taggart out of whatever closet they keep him in.
I know. Yeah.
And then at some point, do you think the trial will somehow have to reveal that Curtis is Trina's father? Or is that like, they seem to be pushing this whole, like, get the DNA to see if Trina's going to be a schizophrenic.
Yeah. Like, and then the pressure of the trial is going to trigger something.
Yeah. Trigger, like that's not really how that works, is it?
I don't think so. I that seems like a real stretch and like sort of a cheap kind of way to, you know, create some drama, you know?
Yeah. And yeah. For a young woman that we've been watching for a couple of years here,
who's solid as a rock.
No signs of any sort of mental illness or
she might be the only character who hasn't.
Right. The only one that doesn't need a little stay in the Shady Brook rec room or whatever. So, and you'd think that Portia being a doctor herself would know a lot more about this already and not be asking inane questions.
Yeah, you would think so. Like, yeah, I guess maybe she.
I mean, I know she's supposed to be like an obstetrician or something, but
maybe she's cut some crucial classes. I don't know.
Maybe.
But, you know, and keeping this secret, like Portia acts like she's this like real solid, you know, citizen, and keeping that from Curtis, that would be enough to just destroy the relationship, don't you think?
You would think so, but I would think just having Marshall around all the time would put a kibosh on it.
Yeah. Good point.
Dad,
I know.
Everybody calling him Grampy.
Oh,
and
my God. Yeah. What a weird household that is.
Yeah.
Do they always have like just jazz playing in the background?
Yeah.
Little finger snapping.
The jazz cat. Yeah. Ugh.
Yeah,
it's just awful.
Yeah.
Just awful. Oh, another thing I noticed, this is my favorite part of today. When Marshall and Curtis find the bartender that's dealing in the hot
rooms. Yeah. Yeah.
Did you notice his bedspread in his little room?
I noticed the plants. I thought
and I didn't notice the plants, but I was taken with the bedspread. It had this like sort of nautical, it had like sailboats all over it.
Yeah,
I thought you'd really like it.
Well, the edges seemed very sharp, like it wasn't actually a mattress under there.
Yeah, I couldn't quite figure out what I was looking at. Yeah, initially. I was like, what is that? But I think it was supposed to be the bed, yeah.
Yeah, it was. But
you know, he's a criminal. They don't have good beds.
Well, you wouldn't think they'd have plants either. I wasn't sure if it was like a motel or something where he was staying.
Flop house.
Yeah.
Flop. So they've got a lot of seedy characters going on.
Yeah, it seems like it's not a problem for them to find people to play these seedy characters.
Link and
look apart, you know.
Dex or Dax or whatever he is.
Dex,
he's a little seedy.
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
Yeah.
He looks
Did you like that little like conversation between he and Brando? The like yeah man, where were you? Where you know, yeah man.
Yeah. I wasn't sure what that was meant to be accomplishing. Like, is it supposed to make Brando sort of less suspicious of him?
Or more suspicious of him.
Or make Dex less likely to like betray Brando, like because he's connected to Sonny. I thought
maybe they were trying to make us, the viewers, have a little more connection to Dex.
Yeah.
Dex.
I guess. Yeah.
You know, like give him a little more of a backstory. So we
I
don't know.
Make him more of a person. Yeah, but he just always sounds like a tool when you know he's talking to Sonny. Just like
Yeah, and Sonny sounds like a tool when he's talking to him, too. Like,
yeah, he does. Yeah, I don't think we need to see any of that.
I also noticed, I don't know why I noticed this, but when Dex asked Brando if he wanted coffee, Brando just said no. Like, he didn't say,
did that
like,
upset you?
No thanks. Yeah. But I thought, is that menacing or something? Or like, I wasn't sure. It just seemed a little weird.
I thought, was he thinking that Dex might poison him or something?
Or all of his waiting to be poisoned. Yeah.
Never taken a beverage from anybody else.
Poisoning or you know, trying to kill somebody. We had the next Valentine and Laura, you know.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I'm so clumsy, and you know.
Yeah. Didn't mean to manhandle you.
It's funny.
She must be like, what the fuck?
It's like he's, you know, like thinking of, like, and he made the, it was a good cover to say, ever since I've, you know, come out of that hospital or whatever. I don't remember what he was supposed to have had, some infection or something. Like, he should affect this new, like, spastic.
Just like a Jerry Lewis kind of character.
Yeah, like suddenly falling into people and stuff and throwing things and unexpected muscle spasms and
He could kind of like Spencer's arms. He could do the arms.
Yeah, flailing with the arms.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good idea, Gia.
That was kind of funny.
That's a solid idea. I hope they're taking notes tonight.
Yeah, I hope so. But anyway.
You know, I had forgotten that Trina was sitting on that piece of information that she was with Spencer outside.
I was like, what are they talking about?
I know, it's like, they're going to make something up and expect us to believe it.
But I still don't get how, I mean, I know she pointed out that she wouldn't need to have been present to be the one.
Right. Yeah, definitely.
I don't know how important that information really is.
Yeah, it might cause more harm than good, I guess. But like Josh said, it would maybe help with the reasonable doubt thing.
Yeah.
Although it makes Trina look a little bit, you know, slippery because she was out with a guy who was supposed to be in prison and she didn't tell anybody. So
yeah, and Jordan came along right during it, and
didn't say anything.
Interesting.
And it seemed a bit of a stretch that the phone salesman would go to Windermere to confront Esme. Doesn't that seem a little odd?
Yeah, it seems like everybody's coming and going from Windermere so easily. Yeah. And I thought it was something that involved, you know, the boat launch.
Yeah.
And kind of a bit of a wait. And, you know, it's like, I'll go fetch that necklace. You know, it's like, what? You're going to go all the way back to
Yeah. That's how much she loves Trina.
I mean, I know they've got that new sandwich board with the boat advertisement.
Right.
And
you
know, maybe travel is easier now.
Maybe now that people know where the dock is.
Maybe there's a launch like every 15 minutes or something, but it seemed a little, maybe they're just regretting having them be on Spoon Island where it's like really far.
They never
seem to know where they're always asking, like, oh, is Spencer here? Like, no, like they can't keep track of each other out there.
No, they really can't. They should ask the guy who drives the boat back and forth. He probably knows where he is. Also, remember when Spencer, well, he was, of course, mean to Britt, but when he had her investigate what those pills were that he found?
Yeah.
And shouldn't he have done something with that information?
Yeah, that's a much more viable piece of information than this whole cockamamie scheme to find, to find Esme's mother.
Yeah,
Which I don't even, like, that's so twisted. It's so convoluted.
Yeah, it's just silly also.
Unless I'm really missing something.
I know, I think maybe it's what it's going to reveal instead that's going to be the, I don't know, the interesting part of that. I don't know,
like that Felicia is her actual mother.
Well, didn't he take DNA from Joss and Carly?
Joss and Carly, right? Because he's just pretending. Yeah. He just wanted
But what if it turns out that Joss somehow isn't? Well, of course she's related to Carly, but maybe the father wouldn't be anybody that could figure out from the DNA test. I don't know, Gia. I don't know.
That was a good flounder, though.
Thanks.
So I was like, wait, her father Wait, can Oscar be related to her? Wait, wait, what?
Wait. I know. I think I'm seeing too many like theories being put forth by like some of these fan pages, you know.
Maybe it would be like the blood type would be wrong or something, and she'd be
Something
like,
like that. Yeah, I don't
yeah.
know. I don't know, but Spencer, yeah. So Jax is Joss's dad.
Yeah, and I don't think we're supposed to have any doubt about
That,
that.
yeah, or that Carly's her mom. There couldn't be
Right.
any doubt about that either, right? So,
Right.
yeah.
Duh, oh, wait. Wait.
Is the doctor in you kicking in?
No, but I'm having a moment.
What sort of
Nell, wait,
did you find it tick?
Nell is supposed to be. Oh no, that's Willow. That's Willow. I was
Yeah,
suddenly
Willa.
thinking, wait a second. Joss has Nell's kidney? Is that what it is?
Yes, Joss has Nell's kidney.
Does that have anything to do? No. I just thought, would that somehow.
Well, are Nell and Esme?
No, that's what I was going like. Are
Oh,
Nell and
I
Esme?
see.
Wait a second.
Nell and Willow are supposed to
Nell
be.
and Willow. Nell and
Sure.
Willow. Okay.
Yeah, Jesus. What have
I
they
just had
done to us, Gia?
no, I don't think we can blame them. But I just had this sudden moment like, could that have
Yeah,
anything to do with
yeah,
the DNA being. I don't know. I just.
yeah.
Talk
Wow.
about
Maybe we
convoluted. Yeah.
shouldn't release this episode. The gods
It's.
were trying to prevent it from happening, and we shouldn't
Yeah.
let them. Oh boy. But that
Oh
reminded
boy.
me of when I was talking about the movie Delirious before. I was trying to think why what
Well, you
triggered
became
that
delirious.
memory.
Yeah.
It was when Chase was like very deathly ill because he'd been poisoned and he was looking all like, you know,
Oh yeah,
like
and they like
pale
they
and stuff.
really.
That's what reminded me of that movie.
That well, and Willow recently too, when they
Oh
had her like,
yeah,
yeah.
right, yeah. It's
They had
a
her
great
poison cream.
classic sort of soap opera, you know. Yeah. But anyway, yeah, so we haven't had any real developments with the Willow Nina situation. Carly's just sitting on that information.
Right.
We
And we
thought,
know that there'll be some crisis with the pregnancy that will
yeah.
cause that information to have to come out. Carly will have to reveal it. And then it'll be like, aha, we're even. I kept something from you, you kept something from me. That kind of thing. I don't know.
Yeah, I
And
guess that'll be interesting.
I don't know, eventually they'll probably be best friends.
Carly and Nina.
Yeah, maybe when Nina gets tired of Sonny and they'll come full circle and they'll be like, God, where did we see that guy or something like that, you know?
Yeah. Well,
Yeah.
it is starting to become, and I guess we knew this a long time ago, that you take them out of Nixon Falls and all the real world kind of, you know, stuff
Yeah, it's
is
like
just gonna get in
the
the way.
snow globe. The
Yeah.
snow globe has been busted.
Right. Yeah. They're not one
Yeah.
of those Hallmark movies anymore.
Yeah, and is speaking of which, isn't Drew supposed to be off making a Hallmark movie pretty soon? When's that
Oh, you
happening?
know, when is that happening?
And
Hopefully around
can he
Christmas.
take
That would
Cody
be a
with
nice
him? Don't, does
present.
he?
Yeah, I know. That would be great. I don't know, Gia, but I didn't like it in that brief scene that he had when he was talking to Olivia. And then Sonny came in, and
Yeah,
Drew's
and they were
talking
talking
about like
about.
his business crap. You know, it's like you just sound like an asshole, you know. But I did love Olivia's dress, actually. I'm gonna give another
Yes,
fat shout out
that was
there.
a yeah, that was a nice little number on her. Of course, you know, what couldn't she wear? I
Well,
don't know.
sure, right.
Sure.
Yeah, but she looked real good. And
Real
I
good.
also liked how she was like kind of standing by Ned, even though she didn't really agree with him.
Yeah,
You
that's
know?
nice. That was
Yeah.
solid. Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't know why you should have to like blindly just like, you know, do the Quartermain way, you know?
Wait,
Instead.
you mean why should she do the Quartermain way?
no, why should Ned have been expected to just, you know,
yeah.
a block. I don't know.
Right. Yeah.
And Valentine had a point. He did. He, you know, ELQ was profitable when he was running it. So, you know.
Yeah. And it was, you know, everybody wanted to see Michael and Drew taking down a pig, and that was a good way to do it. So,
mm-hmm. Everybody wins. And in some ways, it seems like they should be a little more kind to Valentine because he was a wonderful dad with Bailey, you know.
That's true. And he lived under their roof for all that time. And
yeah. So, I don't know.
It was kind of family in a way, a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, sort of. Brooklyn should be a little more understanding of him or sympathetic towards him, I think.
Yeah, that would have been fun if they'd made them kind of be a little more of a couple.
And then have to
break away from that.
Because
I thought they had fun chemistry together.
Yeah.
I don't know. He's good with every, you know, he has chemistry with every woman you put him with, it seems like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially if they've got some sass, you know.
Yeah, believable, you know. I find it pretty believable.
Yep, he's another character I never thought I'd like, so once
again. Except when he's playing a French sailor seducing Jennifer Smith. But.
Yeah. And really, like, if Laura had been taken out by a sniper like that, that was a smart way to go. I don't know.
Anyway, well, I look forward to their next scene. What will he have to do next?
He'll probably like push her off the pier.
Yeah, throw her off a parapet or something.
Yeah. I'd like to see the conversation she's having with Kevin. Like,
trying to explain the latest. Like, Valentine's gone nuts.
I think he has a crush on me.
He's trying to touch me all the time.
And Kevin did see the first instance, so you know he would
not lying. They'll figure it out. They're smart though, and he emphasized, you know, like he would do anything for Charlotte, like he was trying to tell her something. So
yeah, and Laura had it broken down to two reasons why he would be behaving that way, and she was very close, you know.
So
she's the one person who could figure this out.
Yeah, she should be the spy, not like Anna.
They're clowns compared to her.
Yep, none of the detectives or anything can measure up. Lasha,
no, really can't. Yeah, she's the goods. Yeah.
Well, have we covered things? I don't know. Very lackluster this evening. I apologize.
Yeah, well, you know, we had like 6 false starts.
I know, we were beaten down by the technology.
The technologies. Yeah, but I guess we've covered it, Gia. Yeah, it was just 2 days, so there wasn't really much, you know.
Yeah, so now we'll be in the courtroom again.
Now we'll be in the courtroom, yeah, and... who knows, maybe Spencer will come up with something, or, you know, Marshall will pull something out of his tiny hat.
I don't know. The phone thing, they'll bring the guy. I don't know. I don't know who's going to save the day.
Yeah.
But it'll happen, I think.
Yeah. I'd like it to be Ava, you know. I think it would be great.
That would be nice. Ava's been on her side, like, from
grab that guy by the ear and drag him back to the court.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So, we look forward to that.
Well,
let's
put a lid on this, and if you lasted this long, listener. Thank you.
Yeah,
so much.
Listener. Yeah, I think we can.
The listener,
assume it's just like, one person.
They're like, oh my God, do we have to prove that we've listened to get a t-shirt?
Yeah, we should have some code word buried in the middle of the episode.
Yeah, they have. You got to listen to all the way to the end.
Oh, that would be so mean.
Okay. That'd be fun to work on something, though. You know, and then it'll be something like, you have to know that we said, you know, Sparkle Pony or something like that.
And I hope you know, America, I would not be the one to say that. Those two words would not come out of my mouth. come out of that Benadryl.
Yeah, but you're the one that's talking about ticks and people's nether regions, you know.
Well, I'm hoping when we wrap up here that you will do a tick check. And then we'll get the results next time. Okay. And then the t-shirt question will be, okay, America, what was Gia supposed to do over the weekend?
Okay, well, now we really are going to go because you're getting just weird.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, well, thanks, everybody. And let's talk about General Hospital in a few days.
Yeah, and I hope you feel better, Gia.
Oh, thank you, ma'am.
Okay. Say hi to Rory.
Okay.